This is Tiger Woods, and welcome to another golf podcast presented by Bridgestone.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another golf podcast presented by Bridgestone. I am Adam Rayberg, and I'm joined once again by my colleague and co-host, Amelia Miliaccio. Welcome back, Amelia.
Thank you, Adam. Always great to be chatting with you. Always have a ton of great guests that our viewers are excited to listen to. So it's going to be awesome.
So we had like a secret special guest that we're so pumped about that's going to be in a couple weeks. You know, security, everything, private room, secret room. So we're so excited. We recorded that today. So we did get to kind of get together and talk about that. So looking forward to that one.
Well, first of all, I am so, so excited for ANWA Week. I feel it's something that it brings all the best players together, which luckily are a lot of my really good friends throughout college golf. And now I'm outside of college, but still so honored to get to compete in the tournament. But yeah, I'm really focused right now on just dialing in my game on the course. So was traveling a lot for broadcasting and for some stuff that we were doing with Bridgestone. And now I've kind of taken these last 2 weeks off and really off of broadcasting and just really focusing on the precision of my game. My last three rounds have been under par, so that is a good sign, I would say. but yeah, so just dialing in my game on the course, kind of translating what I've been working on throughout my training this year. And yeah, we're just going to try and put it all together. I just got to do one better than 2021. So then we'll do pretty well.
Yeah, let's get the win ad together and we'll be ready for that, for you coming off of that great week. But yeah, we're so looking forward to ANWA Masters kind of right on the back end of that. And you know, one of the guys we feel great about also going into that week is Jason Day. I mean, his game's been playing well. He's kind of racking up some top tens. Like I said, he's getting in that last competitive rounds here at the Houston Open. But we have a pretty good guest this week. We put out the podcast a couple weeks ago with Jason Day, kind of talking about a couple of topics, but also talking about mindset and how he kind of implements that into his game from a player perspective. But we're excited to bring in somebody to talk about kind of from the mental performance coaching part of it and talk about mindset.
Yeah, Jason Goldsmith, Jason Day's performance coach. It was such a privilege to interview him. I get so interested in just what a performance coach, psychologist, mental coach, just how they work with professional athletes and professional golfers. And I feel it's something that fans are always really intrigued by. You think about the Full Swing episode with Wyndham Clark and Joel Damon, and they were talking about having a sports psychologist and how much it helped Wyndham's game, and Joel Damon, you know, teetering with whether he wanted to do it or not. And Jason Day, of course, has always been just really open about how he trains and what he's gone through. And even one of our first podcasts that we've done with Jason, he really opened up about his injuries that he was dealing with and how that's affected him. And it's been so cool to just see him come back and win last year for the first time in 5 years and then continue that momentum and play well. And Jason Goldsmith has obviously had a huge part in that. But yeah, really, really excited for you all to listen to the process of how Jason Goldsmith talks about mindset through Jason Day's perspective, because the entire golf ball was built around Jason Day's process over the golf ball, how he got to number one in the world and how he's making this comeback and has a great chance to win the Masters and just playing really well. So let's just get right into the podcast and learn all about Jason Goldsmith and mindset. All right, well, let's get started. I'm here with Jason Day's performance coach, also a Jason Goldsmith. Welcome to the podcast. We're so excited to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Of course, and we have a lot to get into, so let's just jump right into it. But first, I want to get a little bit of background on the relationship between you and Jason. When did that start, and how did that conversation and relationship come about?
So we started working together in 2012, And really, I was introduced to Jason from his old coach and caddy, Cole. And that's how the relationship started. And at that point, we were just looking for a way to help him, you know, create a process around what he was doing and hopefully allow him to continue to get a little better as he went. So it was really just process oriented from the beginning. And that's how this whole evolution happened and turned into what we're doing on the golf ball now.
And how often do you two meet? Is it, you know, around tournament time or during the season, or just does he call you up when he wants to call you up? How does that work?
Well, probably a little bit of all of the above, but I would say typically it's the week before a tournament. He likes to do the work that we do together away from the tournament. So that's how I'd say we've worked in the past, but we've done both. So we've had years where we did the tournaments together and we've evolved, and now it's more we get together the week before he's getting ready to go play.
Introducing Mindset, Bridgestone's new proprietary visual technology available on the 2024 Tour B Series. Bridgestone Golf and Jason Day developed the Mindset process to enable all golfers to separate analytical thoughts from athletic performance. Mindset is three simple steps. One, identify the target. Two, visualize the shot path. And lastly, focus on the green dot. Jason used the principles of Mindset to reach number one in the world. Now Bridgestone is making this repeatable routine available to all golfers. Mindset, focus to perform. And now you guys spent some time talking and creating, being a part of Mindset, the new golf ball that Bridgestone is launching. So before we break down, you know, why this golf ball is so important for, you know, everyday golfers, elite golfers, just pretty much everyone, my first question is, how did this idea of the golf ball Mindset come to be? Who kind of initiated it?
Well, I think the impetus of the golf ball came from Jason. So really what we're doing is we're taking the routine that has allowed Jason to be, you know, his most athletic self. It gets him into the state that people, you know, some people refer to as flow or the zone. And the way that Jason's able to get there is by this process that he uses that we've put on the golf ball that allows him to be really committed to his intention. And then it's that connection to the target that allows him to then be free to perform. And that's where the golf ball came from. So the whole concept was a concept that Jason had been doing for 10 years, 10 plus years now. And I think Bridgestone was looking for something to do. And Jason said, hey, I've got this great idea. And that's where...
Super neat. And Mindset's all about three easy steps. So could you explain what those steps are?
Absolutely. So the three easy steps of Mindset are, the first set is identify the target. Let me say that again. So the first step is identify the target. And really what that is gathering information from the environment so that you can do the next step, which is step number two, is visualize the path. And that's you creating an image that connects you to the target, and then that leads you to the third step, which is focus on the green dot. And what that's doing is it's allowing your eyes to be focused on a spot on the ball and your mind to be connected to the target as a trigger. And the process is something that every golfer, if they don't have a process currently, would hugely benefit from.
Yeah, I find it so fascinating just when I was, you know, watching the videos that you guys had come out about the golf ball. And how long did it actually take for this idea to become reality? What was the timeline?
You mean with Bridgestone, with the Mindset?
Yeah.
So I want to say this has probably been about a 6-month process.
Okay.
You know, so it's, but once again, Jason's been doing this for a long time, and it was the working with Jason, you know, for the last 12 plus years, that this process itself developed into what you guys see on the golf ball. So he's been doing it since 2012, and now the rest of the world knows the secret.
And what's cool is the steps that you identified, they're actually imprinted on the golf ball. So what was the purpose behind that?
So what we wanted to do is be able to cue the golfer at home with three simple steps. So basically what's on the golf ball you'll see is a design that cues them through the steps. So the first step is the red ring, which is identify the target. The second step is visualize the path, which is the yellow ring, and then the green dot is the focus on the dot step. So what we want to do is we want to make it as easy as possible for everybody to be able to learn what this process is, but then have simple cues to so they can use it.
Yeah, and it's super fascinating because we were talking about it with Jason, and you know, he was just saying how, and Adam was talking about it too, how it's just so easy for the everyday golfer, obviously a professional golfer too, but they're more focused on it, to just lose focus or to be thinking maybe about a sports team over the ball or so having a cue and something to trigger you to, you know, stay focused over the ball and kind of finish your swing is really what the purpose of it is.
Right. So once you have a process and you understand what that process is and you've rehearsed the process over and over, then you're absolutely right. Then when you have doubt or you're not committed, then it's easily recognizable, right? So it's the other side of it. One is, how do I develop my own personal process, which we've done on the golf ball with the mindset. But then the next step is once I've done that a number of times, then it's easy for me to recognize, oh, I'm not connected to the target, or, oh, you know, that leaf over there distracted me, whatever it is. Then you start to be aware, wow, how many shots have I hit, you know, in my golfing career where I've been distracted or I had some doubt, you know, or I was in my head thinking about how to swing. So the process is there so that, you know, you have your mentally, you know what you're supposed to do. And physically, you know what you're supposed to do. And that's what allows you the freedom to perform. So that's why we created it.
I want to wrap up this podcast just by asking one more question about Jason. So what was it like for you as a coach watching Jason get to win for the first time in 5 years? Just describe kind of your reactions and just what that meant for you as a coach.
Well, I don't think the public understands how hard he works. And so I think that's the thing that, you know, behind, you know, everybody gets to see him out on the golf course and how effortless he makes it look. But if, you know, you're part of his support team, you realize the hours and hours and months and years that he's put into this journey. So then when he's able to have, you know, an outcome and the rest of the world see him back in the winner's circle, that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, it was so fun to watch him coming down the stretch, and just very excited to hear. So glad we got to chat about your relationship with J-Day and this mindset ball. Super excited for the public to get their hands on it. So thank you so much for stopping by and chatting with us.
You know, I can't thank you guys enough. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
Well, I tell you what, I wasn't a part of that sit down between you and Jason, but it was so good when I was kind of diving back into it and listening to it and listening to all that insider baseball talk with Jason Goldsmith of how he gets Jason in kind of the right spot and in the right mindset, you know, over those shots and how important it is. And I know we've talked to him a lot about the process and how if Jason gets too fast, it kind of falls out of it. And then also if he's indecisive and goes a little bit too slow, then it doesn't really work. There's kind of a nice little right in between middle sweet spot of his process and how that works best for him. And then listening to you two guys talk about how, you know, Jason built that three-step process. I remember when we kind of started talking to him about that and we really started to peel back the onion of what he was doing. Obviously, there's more than three steps when Jason Day's hitting a shot. But what we wanted to do is simplify that process and get it down to something that's a lot more usable for the everyday golfer, for the weekend guy, for the elite amateurs that can kind of easily go through those three steps to get them over the shot and have a really good pre-shot routine and a great process so that they can hit their best shot.
It's such a great point, especially what you were saying about the everyday golfer, because mm-hmm. Jason Goldsmith and J-Day both hit on this, that every tour player, they have some kind of process. They have very focused, deliberate practice, so then they can translate that to the golf course, to the tournament. But I was literally playing with a good friend yesterday, and he had a really tight pitch shot over a bunker, short-sided. He chili dipped it right into the bunker, and he said, I knew I was going to do that. Oh. And I told him, I said, you got to have a better mindset.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's such a great example as to what this golf ball is good for. It's a representation of what the best players in the world are doing and how it can help the everyday golfer's game, the amateur golfer's game, the one who's competing in the club championship, because you do lose your focus on 17, 18, you know, a lot of parents, people playing golf that have a lot of other things going on. It's hard to focus on that little golf ball. And so to have just that reminder and that visual cue on the ball, I mean, just myself, when I've been using it, it has just been super helpful as someone who is a very focused and deliberate person over the ball. And so I just really enjoyed talking through just how important having that routine is mm-hmm. for any golfer. And I feel like that's just one thing that the everyday golfer misses because they're so focused on technique. And as a result, they don't really think that having good process is going to help them, but it's actually going to help them reach the highest level of the best level of their handicap.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's helped me a lot, too, to be able to stay over the ball. I mean, golf's such a weird sport. I played baseball, played basketball, and everything else is so reactionary. You know, in basketball, maybe free throws or something that is more kind of static. But Jason Goldsmith has actually talked about working with basketball players on free throws specifically, because guys will often kind of stove up when they're at the free throw line. You know, they roll off a pick and roll and they get a bounce pass and then they react to the ball and they shoot it. They'll have like such a great posture, you know, angles on their shot, everything will be really good. But then when you put them on the free throw line, when all the thoughts start to gather in their mind and everything's still, then the bad mindset can seep in. And he kind of relates that to golf. The ball's just sitting there, you know, it would be like baseball hitting it off of a tee, which is not what they do in baseball, but it's just sitting there on the ground, ready to be hit. And so going through that process gets your mind kind of out of the way so that you can be an athlete and hit that shot. Because we all know when we hit the best shots, it's literally when our mind kind of goes blank, we feel confident, we're in like a state of like creativity, and we hit that shot because we know we can do it, and we forget about technique because everything technique wise should have been done on the range and all the practices. When you get out there on the course, it's all about execution, freeing yourself up to hit that shot. And like I said, we all know when we hit our best shots is when we are freed up and we're confident and we just pull it off. Oftentimes it starts with, hey, watch this, when you know you're going to hit this like really good shot and you kind of are in the state of hitting that really good confident shot. So mindset kind of gets you there. It helps you build that process to where you're comfortable over the ball. And yeah, it was just so great hearing you guys talk about all those topics and that, like I said before, that insider baseball that Jason Goldsmith, you kind of get a little bit with Jason Day, but then Jason Goldsmith puts it in like more detail, and it's just so great to hear all those like insider things.
It's so funny because I selfishly, when I talk to Goldsmith, because I also called him on the phone a couple of times just to talk more about mindset.
Yeah.
And I just want to learn from him, and I'm just soaking in all of his knowledge just for my own game.
I did this
like,
exact
same thing.
Yeah, I'm talking
about mindset. You know what I mean? So that's what's so great about him. He's just so, you know, willing to share. But if you listen to all the best players and my process and what my goals are going into Anwal Week, it's about mindset. It's about trusting the technique. You're not thinking about technique all the course. Every single press conference, all the best players in the world, you never hear them talk about, oh yeah, I played really great today because I was focused on keeping my head down. Like, you don't hear that at all.
Really held the angle at the top all day, really.
Right, nicely. Right, right. Exactly. So I think that's just a really really proves why mindset is so beneficial. So everyone who's listening, when you all are gearing up for Masters Week and getting really motivated to play a lot of golf, think about your process, go get some mindset balls, go get fit, and really use the three-set process and see, I promise you, it's going to make you hit better shots. Maybe not every time, because you might be a 10 handicap, but you're going to hit some really good shots and you're going to be more focused on the ball and be happier. So good luck with that. And we're really excited for you all to listen to our next guest. We just keep coming with all these great guests, so you have to stay tuned and stay updated. So we're really excited to debrief that one with you all. But I hope you all enjoyed listening to us today. And until next time on another golf podcast presented by Bridgestone. Another Golf Podcast is brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the all-new Tour B Mindset. Mindset. Focus to perform.
Another Golf Podcast is presented by Bridgestone's new line of Tour B golf balls with a reactive IQ cover. Reactive IQ is a smart cover technology that reacts to the force of impact. It rebounds quickly on tee shots, delivering explosive velocity and increased distance. And around the green, the Reactive IQ cover stays on the face longer, providing more spin and control. Bridgestone Golf is the pioneer and industry leader in ball fitting, and the four new models of Tour B are designed to ensure every golfer is playing the right ball for their game. The Tour BX and XS models are ideal for players with driver swing speeds over 105 miles per hour, and the RX and RXS were created for golfers with driver swing speeds under 105 miles per hour. To find the right ball for your game, go to BridgestoneGolf.com and click Find My Ball to go through the online ball selector guide. Bridgestone Golf, the number one ball fitter in golf.